The exact number of those who died in last week's tsunami is still unknown. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, there's a lot of uncertainty in tallying the losses from this tragedy.
One powerful measure of the scale of a disaster is the death toll, or body count. But Patrick Ball, who is an expert on measuring such things, says that number is nowhere near as accurate as news reports imply. In the first place, you don't usually get a body count by counting bodies.
You count memories rather than bodies. Bodies are not around very long, and it can be pretty hard to figure out how many there are, much less who they are, in the amount of time that you have to get them into the ground. So instead, when you're reconstructing an event like this, you're depending on people's memories, on the collective memory about who isn't there anymore.
In the first days after a disaster, that tends to happen with approximations. If an entire village is wiped out, for instance, the local government will base its body count on how many people used to live there, minus any known survivors. Ball, who works for a nonprofit called the Benetech Initiative, says a major source of information is reports from friends and relatives. But that can lead initially to overestimates.
Everyone who knows of a death tends to report it, and it takes a long time to sort out which of those reports are actually the same people. I remember the earthquake in Iran last year. The total numbers were cut in half by the time they'd sorted out all the people who were actually dead and missing.
That's also why early death estimates from disasters, including the World Trade Center attack and the Oklahoma City bombing, were initially too high. But so far, at least, that has not been the pattern for the Indian Ocean tsunami. Sean Callahan from Catholic Relief Services has spent many years working in Asia. He says when he heard early reports about the tsunami, he expected the numbers to climb sharply, as they did.
Oftentimes, working in these areas, we assumed, and then our local partners confirmed, that the numbers that the government were providing were actually low estimates, because oftentimes they don't have a complete picture of all the people that were located in those areas.
Governments simply don't keep track of every person in these populous countries, and many people can be packed into a small area.
So in Asia, the death toll is usually much higher. I responded to a super cyclone in Orissa and one in Bhuj, an earthquake in Bhuj in western India. In both cases, between 30 and 50,000 people were killed in each of those disasters. So Asia, unfortunately, the numbers are often much higher.
Callahan says the death toll number isn't critical to the emergency response. That depends on the estimates of how many survivors need help.
It's interesting in this disaster, unlike many other disasters that we face, that the number of people killed is actually more so far than we've received that have been reported being injured. Normally, the case is the opposite, that we have many more injuries than we have deaths.
It seems most people in affected areas either drowned or escaped the waves altogether. Now, it is technically possible to refine the body count from the tsunami. Patrick Ball uses sophisticated methods to arrive at better figures in circumstances where it's most important, for example, in civil wars, genocide, and other types of civil unrest. But those techniques are expensive and time-consuming.
In political violence, there's a tremendous social stake and political stake in figuring out what the numbers are and what the patterns are, because there's a need to hold people accountable, even if only at a moral level. On the other hand, we're not really going to hold the tectonic plates accountable for this disaster. That doesn't really mean anything. So at a social level, what we need is to have a sense of the scale so that we can plan the response, the humanitarian assistance. And it seems like these numbers are probably good enough for that, so I doubt that people are going to try to do something more rigorous.
As a result, the number for the history books could easily be off by tens of thousands, he says. But in the midst of an emergency like this, the most important number is the number of survivors in need of help. That is currently estimated at 5 million, though that's essentially an educated guess. Richard Harris, NPR News.